word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We're so grateful for our listeners that tune into our program, and we appreciate you listening today. And just hope that you'll stay with us throughout the whole program. We've been studying Psalm 119, and this study has been a little bit longer than I really intended it, and we still have a ways to go. In Psalm 119, some 30 times, the phrase, "Thy Word," is used over and over again. And so we've been going through Psalm 119, and every place where the psalm says, "Thy Word," we've been taking a few minutes to look at it and study it and to see what it says about Thy Word, what the psalmist said about Thy Word. And each one of these is important to us. You know, the Word of God is relevant for us today. I've heard some say, oh, you know, the Bible is an old book and it doesn't really relate to us today. The thoughts and the ideas of the Bible were put down by men, and they have no value for now. But I disagree. The Bible is relative for today. You'd be amazed as you study the Word of God how true it is to life's events that happen now, dealing with the struggles that we have, dealing with the questions that we have, dealing with the sin that's in our life that we struggle with. All of these things are covered in the Word of God, and all of them are relevant for today. The Bible is an amazing book. And so when he talks about Thy Word, they're relative to us today. And you're going to see that today. We're going to be in Psalm 119 and verse 140. Now, Psalm 119 has 172 verses, so it's going to take us a while. We're getting there. And so we're going to look at verse 140 today. So I'd encourage you to get your Bible and join with us as we consider the Word of God today. Go find Psalm 119. It's pretty much right in the middle of your Bible. And follow with us in the Scripture today. I want to encourage you today, and I want to be a blessing to you today. And I'm praying for this program. I hope you're praying for us. That you're praying for this program and praying for this ministry and our ministry here in the Everglades. So join us today as we study the Scripture. Go look at our website, www.considerhisword.org. Go over to where it says contact, and I would love to hear from you and know where you're hearing this broadcast today. I would love to know where you're at and what's going on in your life, and if you have any questions, we'd be happy to try to answer those questions for you. But mostly, we'd just like to hear where you are, where you're hearing this broadcast today. This broadcast is spread all across the United States and up and down the East Coast, and we'd love to know where you're at and know where our program is reaching. So go to www.considerhisword and drop us a note. You'll find a number of other things there. If you'd like to go back and hear all of the Bible studies in this series, you can go back. They're all posted there. You can download them. You can listen to them on your computer, on your phone, while you're traveling down the highway. Go look that up. Again, www.considerhisword.org. Now let's get to the Scripture. Psalm 119, 140 says, "Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it." Don't you get the idea that he loves the Word of God, that the psalmist loves the Word? He says, "Therefore I love it." He loves it because of its purity. You know, the word for very pure is a word that's described to refine metals. When I was in high school, I took some classes in metallurgy and took some classes in learning how to work with metal. Actually, I was going to school to be a machine tool technologist before God changed my life and called me to preach. One of the things we learned about in that class was how to purify metal. And we did this one day. We actually took some, in this case, it was aluminum. And we took this aluminum and melted it down. Aluminum was easy because it has a fairly low melting point. And so we melted it down. The teacher brought out this block of white, it looked kind of like soap almost. It was kind of a powdery material. And he dropped it into the aluminum. And he said, "Watch this." And he dropped it in. It began to bubble and gurgle, and all of this stuff began to rise to the top. And he began to explain to us that all of this stuff on the top is called slag. And he would take and wipe that away, and he said what's underneath is the pure metal. All of that slag on the top, that was all the impurities, the dirt, anything that was not metal, and things like this. And when he talks about the Word of God being very pure, he's using a word very similar to describe this process, that the Word of God has been tried, the impurities have been taken out, and the Word of God is pure. The Word of God is true. There is no mistakes. There is no errors in the Scripture. And you can count on it and believe it for that reason. He said, "Thy word is very pure, therefore I love it." I love that expression where he declares how he loves the Word of God. Now, I hope you love the Word of God. Now, I want to give you a couple of things. You know, I believe that if you really love the Word of God, that you're going to be in the Word of God. If you love the Word of God, you're going to be reading the Word of God. You're going to be opening its pages every day. And I want to encourage you again, and I've done this before on this program, but again, I want to encourage you to be in the Scripture every day. There's some great reading programs out there. In fact, I'll tell you what, if you'll send me a note, I'll send you a Bible reading program and direct you to some other programs. We have so much available to us, things that are printed, programs on the internet at different websites. There's apps for Bible reading programs. All of these things are available to you. You have no excuse not to find a way to read through the Bible. And not just reading through it in a year. You can do that if you want, and I would encourage you to do that. But also, just sitting down for a few moments every day, reading a few verses of Scripture, whether it be in the Psalms. You know, if you read the Proverbs, and I've done this before in the past, that, you know, Proverbs has 31 chapters. If you take a chapter a day, you can read through Proverbs in a month. And not just to read it, but to read it and to think about it and to contemplate it and to apply it in your life. And, you know, look at it and say, how does this apply to me? How can I put this in my life? And that's what brings value to the Word of God, is its application in our life. Of course, the Bible has value in itself, but as you apply it to your life, you'll see how the Bible works in you and works through you. And I believe that if you love the Word of God, you'll be reading it. Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, "Give attendance to reading." He was particularly talking about the Scripture. Now, many say that in that passage of Scripture, Paul was talking about reading publicly and out loud. And that's good too. Give attendance to reading the Scripture for yourself. I believe that many, many Christians today are so shallow and so weak simply because they are not in the Word of God. Secondly, if you love the Word of God, you're going to be learning it. That's partly what this program is about, is learning about the Word of God. And you go through and study maybe the history of the Bible and learn about that, and perhaps learn about the kings in that period of time, reading through the poetry and the wisdom that is there, like in the book of Psalms. In the book of Proverbs, the wisdom that you can gain from the Word of God, reading about the prophets, the preaching, the messages that they brought to the people then, preaching against sin and against unrighteousness, as well as preaching for the future. You know, they actually predicted many things that have already come to pass and many things that are yet to come to pass, but will one day. reading through the Gospels, the story of Jesus, and learning about Jesus, the things that he said, and learning of him to be like him. Reading through the church history in the book of Acts and learning about the early church. I love the book of Acts, and I love the stories of the early church. And in reading through the letters that Paul wrote to the churches and the encouragement that he gave them, the doctrine, the teaching that he gave them, those are things that will teach us. And then finally, learning about the book of Revelation. Oh, many people want to study the book of Revelation, and they want to know about what's going on in the future. Do you know the book of Revelation? Have you read it? Have you studied about the seven churches and about the rapture and about the second coming, the Antichrist and all of those things? Learn it. If you need to, find you some good study books and go through and learn the Word of God. But you know, it's one thing to read it and learn it. If you love the Word of God, I think you're also going to obey it. And you'll learn how to be obedient to the Word of God when it tells you to do something. And it's amazing, as you read the Word of God, it reveals to you areas in your life that might need work, and areas in your life where you can be obedient to the Word of God. Remember what James said? He said, be doers of the Word and not hearers only. As we're a doer of the Word, we're like the natural man, he said, that looks in a mirror and then he just walks away. And you know, we look in a mirror, especially in the morning, first thing, we start to make repairs. We start putting those wayward hairs into place. And I know some women even do a paint job before they walk out of the house. And he said, if you look into the Word of God and you just walk away, it hasn't done anything for you at all. So be doers of the Word. Obey the Word of God. And next, I would say, if you love the Word of God, you ought to memorize it. Be memorizing the Word of God. It's kind of an interesting thing that as you study the Word of God and as you learn the Word of God, you realize that you just kind of naturally, on your own, begin to memorize passages of Scripture and verses of Scripture that you enjoy, passages of Scripture that are meaningful to you. You'll begin to memorize them. You'll come across a verse of Scripture and say, oh, I want to remember that. And you might underline it and you might write it down. This year, there was a passage of Scripture that so impacted me, I actually had little cards made. And I began handing them out and telling people, we're going to talk about it perhaps next week, about this verse of Scripture. But things that become meaningful to you, you begin to memorize and you begin to learn them. And again, there's all kinds of programs out there for learning and memorizing the Scripture. And you can get those, and those are available to you. But memorize the Word of God. Psalm 119:11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And then last, if you love the Word of God, I think you're going to be going to the place where the Word of God is taught and where the Word of God is preached. And yes, I'm talking about being in some kind of a Sunday school class or maybe a small group class, or in some kind of place where the Word of God is being faithfully taught. And you sit under a Bible teacher, someone who's been there and who has studied the Scripture, and you learn from them. But also attending church where the Word of God is faithfully preached. And there, as you sit under the preaching of the Word of God, you begin to understand it and you begin to live it. And the Word of God begins to grow in your life. Thy word is very pure. Therefore, thy servant loveth it. I hope you love the Word of God, and you'll study the Word of God and know the Word of God. I'm afraid our time is about gone for today. So join us again next week when we open the Scripture and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.